ओके हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम राम। सो दिस वेकेशन वी आर सीइंग पास्ट टेंस फ्रॉम द सिक्स्थ कैंटो ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम, इजंट इट? वी आर सीइंग पास्ट टेंस फ्रॉम ऑल ऑफ यू सिट प्रॉपरली। ओके सो वी आर सीइंग द पास्ट टेंस, यू ऑल्सो टर्न लाइक दिस एंड सिट. You come in between, that's it in front of Aditya. Go there. So, we are seeing pastimes from Srimad Bhagavatam 6th canto. The first chapter we saw Ajamil's pastime. Second we saw, what we saw? Second? After Ajamil's pastimes? No. What Prajapati?
Daksha.
What prayers did he say? So we saw on what Daksha told the Hamsaguya prayers and how the Lord came and how he started populating the world. First, how many sons he had?
10,000.
And what were they called? Yes, Hariyashwas. And then after that, how many sons he had? What were they called? Shavalaswas. And then
60 daughters.
And the 60 daughters were given to different sages and different people, and then they populated the whole world. So in the 60 daughters, how many daughters were given to Kashyapa Muni? 17 were given to Kashyapa Muni. In that, two of them were
Aditi
and Diti. So Aditi is the mother of
demons.
Who tells Aditi is the mother of demons? Then who is the mother of demons?
Diti.
And Aditi is the mother of
demigods.
Who is the leader of the demigods?
Indra.
Okay. Now then we saw one day what happened. He was sitting on his throne, isn't it? He was sitting on his throne. He was nicely sitting like this. And all the people were there. They came and gave him gifts. There were people fanning him. There were beautiful girls dancing in front of him. He was having all the nice opulent drinks. And everyone was glorifying him. Oh Indra, you are like this, you are like that, like this. They had written books on him and they were glorifying him. So this all we saw. At that time, who came there?
Braspati.
Guru, yeah. Who is Braspati?
The Guru of demigods.
The Guru of demigods. So, is he the Guru only of Indra or of the demigods?
Demigods.
So, then Braspati came there. And what did Indra do? He did not even respect him. Isn't it? He did not even respect him. So, immediately Braspati left the place. He left the arena. Then Indra realized, oh, what I've done? I didn't respect my teacher. He is my spiritual master. So then what happened? He went in search of Braspati to go and beg for forgiveness. Please forgive me. So then what happened? Was he able to find Braspati?
No.
No, he couldn't find Braspati. So then what happened? Because he did not respect the guru, his guru, what happened?
All the demigods lost their power.
Yes, very good. All the demigods lost their powers. And what happened to the demons? They didn't start chanting. Yes, they respected their guru. Who was their guru?
Shukracharya.
So they started worshipping their guru. What happened when you start worshipping your guru? You get powers. So the demons got lot of powers and they came and attacked the demigods. So they lost their hands, some of them lost their different parts of their bodies, and they saw all the demigods were being defeated. So they, what did they do? They all ran to Brahmaji. Yes, they all ran. They didn't run to Vishnu. They went running to Brahmaji. Then what did Brahma say? That because you did not respect your guru, so this is your result. So then anyway, Brahma said, okay, now there is a very nice Brahmana. What is his name?
Vishwarupa.
Oh, very good. His name is Vishwarupa. So you should go and you should ask him to become your what?
Guru.
So you go to Vishwarupa, and this Vishwarupa was the son of whom? Who remembers?
Aditi.
No,
one more.
He was the grandson of.
Grandson of?
In Diti's side and in Aditi's side, one both married and one boy.
Just put one confusion and show.
That's all.
He was the son of Twasta and Rachana. Understood. And Twasta was from the demigod side. Rachana was from the demon side. Now tell me again. So Vishwarup was the son, and how many heads he had?
Three
heads. Very good. So then Vishwarupa, what prayers did he teach Indra and all the demigods to become powerful? Very good. Narayana Kavacha. So he taught them Narayana Kavacha. So they all became very powerful. No one can destroy them. And then again they fought with the, once you become powerful, what happens? Immediately go and fight. So then they went and fought with the demons, and all the demons were defeated. Then what happened? One day, what was Vishwarup doing? He was
Yagna.
Yagna. In that, what did he do?
He was offering prayers to demigods and demons.
Yeah, first he offered to demigods, and very secretly he was offering prayer, this thing, oblations to demons. In this, no one is seeing, let me offer. At that time, because he offered, what happened? This Indra came to know, and he came and cut all the three heads of Vishwarupa. Pay attention. So he cut all the three heads of Vishwarupa, and what happened because of this? So then what happened? Not only that, Indra was affected by sinful reactions, and those sinful reactions were shared by women, by many others also, by trees, by water and all. They took some of the sinful reactions. Now, after, because Vishwarupa was beheaded that time, his father, who is his father?
Twasta.
How many of you agree the father is Twasta? Pay attention. This is for you, this is not for me, this is for you people. Just see now how the story takes a turn. I want you to pay attention. This story is so important. See how did this. So what did Twasta do?
Big demon.
How did he grow? What? What did he do? No. What did he do? No. What did he do? Yes, he did a yajna. You should listen carefully. So he did a yajna, and from the yajna he chanted wrong mantras. So he wanted to create an enemy of Indra to kill him. But what did he do? He created
a demon was created by Indra.
Okay. So then this way that demon was formed. He was so huge like a mountain, very dark and gigantic. And his full body was covered with a hair that was copper red in color. That was like a copper color. And his eyes, they were so big. It was the glittering that was coming from the eyes was as though they were two suns. Okay. And his mouth was like a big cave. And he was expanding continuously. He was growing and growing. And he covered the whole universe. That is why his name is Vritra. That is covering the whole universe. Vritra Sura. He's covered the whole universe. And then, what happened? He started swallowing everything. That is why, what did the demigods do? When you are in trouble, what you should do? Yeah. You should go to Krishna. So then they all went to the Lord and they offered prayers, very beautiful prayers. They said, oh my Lord, you had incarnated at Matsya, you have incarnated as Kurma, you have incarnated, please chant afterwards. When you are at a time, you can do only one thing, either here or chant or write. You can't do 10 things at a time. That is why you don't get good marks. In school also same thing. If you listen carefully to what your teacher says, you will get 100 marks. Why you don't get? Because you look here at the teacher, your friends and down somewhere. And all these things, so no concentration. Do one thing at a time. We are not Krishna to do 10 things at a time. Okay, one thing at one time. Otherwise what happens, you don't respect chanting or you don't respect hearing of Bhagavatam. This is Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay, so this the demigods, they went and prayed to Krishna. They said, you incarnated as Matsya, you incarnated as Kurma, you are incarnated as Narasimha, you incarnated in so many ways to protect so many people. So you also please incarnate now as something and protect us from this demon Rudrasura. It is so difficult for us to attack him. So then the Lord, after listening to all their prayers, he came in front of them. He was pleased with their prayers, but still he said that intelligent people don't approach God for their material needs. Are you following what I am saying? Now here in this case, all these demigods, why they are going to worship Krishna? Why they are going to worship the Lord? Because they want their abode back. Abode of Swarga. Abode of Indra. So that they can enjoy again. They are not doing for pure devotional service. My real devotees, they will pray only for devotional service. If you really want to please Krishna, you should pray to Krishna, Krishna, please grant me devotional service. Please give me association of pure devotees. If you pray like this, Krishna becomes very happy. But if you pray, oh Krishna, please give me my daily bread. Krishna gives daily bread to everyone. Now the elephants don't go to job, but they get their food, isn't it? Can any of you provide an elephant, even one elephant food? No. There are so many hundreds of elephants in the forest. Who is providing food for them? Who is providing food for the ants? Are you providing? No. For the ants, for the animals, who is providing? Krishna is providing. So praying, oh Krishna, please give me my daily bread. Oh Krishna, give me cycle. Give me, oh Krishna, give me this. That's all. That way you will not please the Lord. If you want to please the Lord, you should ask, please give me association of pure devotees. Please give me, allow me to do devotional service. And simple way, even if you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In that, what are you asking? Oh Srimati Radharani, please engage me in your service. If you pray like that, Krishna becomes very happy with you. So, but these demigods, they prayed so that they will be protected from Vritrasura and they will get their abode back. That is why the Lord was not so pleased with them. But still, because they offered prayers, the Lord said that my pure devotees come to me only for asking for pure devotional service. Pure devotional service. That is what the Lord said. But anyway, he said that there is a Brahmana called Dadichi. What? Dadichi. So you go to Dadichi and now listen to this carefully. Listen to this very carefully. Go to Dadichi. He has a very strong body because he is the person who got the Narayana Kavacha prayers and he handed those prayers to Twasta and Twasta taught them to Vishwarupa and Vishwarupa taught them to Indra. Are you getting what I am saying?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Yes or no? The Narayan Kavacha prayers was handed over by Dadichi to Twasta. Twasta gave it to Vishwarupa. Vishwarupa gave it to Indra. So this is how they got the Narayan Kavacha prayers. That is why and he does so much austerities that his body is very strong. You go and request him that he should die and from his bones. From the bones of the body of Dadichi, you make a thunderbolt. Thunderbolt is a weapon. Make a weapon. Listen to this carefully. Make a weapon from the bones of Dadichi and that thunderbolt you can use to kill Vritrasura. Vritrasura will be killed with that thunderbolt. And then the Lord also said, Vritrasura is, now you will be surprised. Vritrasura is a very great devotee. Vritrasura is a very great devotee. Now you will see. You will see yourself. So then what happened? Then the demigods, they offered their obeisances to the Lord and the Lord disappeared. And all those demigods, they went to Dadichi. And they went and told to him, "Oh, Muni, you are so great." They offered, just imagine. They went and they offered their obeisances and they said, "Oh, you are so great, so benevolent, so powerful and so nice. We want you to die." Are you able to follow what I am saying? Because from his body's bones, they have to make a weapon to kill Vritrasura. So they are saying, "You please die." So then what did Dadichi tell to them? Dadichi, he was a self-realized soul. He was a pure devotee. He knew all the rules, regulations, everything. But still, he wanted to hear the religious principles from the demigods. So you know what he did? He said that, everyone loves their body, isn't it? Will anyone like to die? No one likes to die. Right? Everyone does so many things just for, please don't make that noise. Everyone just tries the best to protect their body, isn't it? Who likes to die? So this all Dadichi was telling, that everyone is going undergoing so many processes to save their life. How can I give my life? At this point, the demigods started preaching. You know what did they say? Oh, a great person is a person who sacrifices his life for others. Who lives a life for for the benefit of others. So that is a great person. They started preaching. So when Dadichi heard all these things, then he said, yes, that a real person is a person who feels when another person is unhappy, he feels unhappy. If anyone is happy, he feels happy. That is paradukha dukhi and parasukha sukhi. Otherwise, people, how they are? If you are sad, they feel, oh, very good. At last, he is unhappy. Oh, you failed? Very good. That is how people are. But you should not be like that. Oh, you failed? Oh, that's very sad. I'll pray to Krishna that you get nice marks next time. That is devotion. Then Krishna will be pleased. You should go and pray to your friend. If they fail or something, they get less marks, you should pray for your friend. Oh Lord, please give your mercy so that my friend gets good marks. Oh my Lord, very good. Let him also fail. Then Krishna will not be happy with you. So this Dadichi, he started explaining all the rules according to religious principle. He said, yes, one should sacrifice his body for the good of others. And my sacrificing my body will be the good for you people. So that is why I am ready to do that. And Dadichi Muni, he sat down in Samadhi, completely concentrating on the lotus feet of Krishna. He was in full Samadhi. And what did he do? He was only concentrating on the lotus feet of Krishna. And thinking of Krishna, he left his body. Then the demigods, they called for Vishwakarma. Vishwakarma is the engineer of the demigods. He does all the whatever constructions is made, everything is done by Vishwakarma. So they called Vishwakarma. Vishwakarma came and with the bones of Dadichi, he made the thunderbolt. Should I continue?
Yes.
Are you understanding what I am saying?
Yes.
So he made that thunderbolt out of the bones of Dadichi. And then the Indra, now he got the thunderbolt and he was covered by what? Yes, very good. Because of Narayana Kavacha prayers, he was covered by the Narayana Kavacha and he had the thunderbolt. Now he was shining like anything. He was shining like the sun god. He was shining. I mean, so much effulgent he was. And Indra with the thunderbolt and the Narayana Kavach, he entered the battlefield with Vritrasura. So Indra had a big army of demigods. So many demigods were there. And Vritrasura was surrounded by all demons. So many demons were there. Here, so many demigods were there. So then what happened? The demigods, the demons, they started showering arrows on the demigods. It was as though a rain of arrows was coming on the demigods. So the demigods were not visible. It was a full, suppose this full room is covered with arrows. Can I see you? Or can you see me? No. Like that, the demigods were covered with all arrows. Full total so many arrows. And at that time, but the demigods, they started answering those arrows. And finally, it so happened, the demons were left with no arrows. Because all their arrows were finished by the demigods because they were counteracting. Then the demons, what they did? They took trees, they took mountains, they took stones, they took whatever was available. Everything they started throwing on the demigods to fight with them. Everything they were throwing, but still nothing was happening to them because they were powerful, because they had the Narayan Kavacha prayers, no? So they were very powerful. So nothing happened to them. So then finally the demons thought, oh, now we don't have arrows, now we don't have anything to fight with the demigods, and if the demigods start throwing arrows on us, what we will do? We will be killed, isn't it? Everyone loves their life, isn't it? So then the demigods, demons started running away from the battlefield. Dhritarashtra was so huge. So he saw like this. He said, oh, demons, why are you acting like cowards? A person is courageous only if he stands and fights in the battlefield. And he explained to them about how courageous you should be. And he told them about two glorious ways of dying. He said, either you should die by thinking of the lotus feet of Krishna, that is the most glorious death, or you should you should face in the battlefield and you should die in the battlefield. Then you have a glorious death. Otherwise, you are cowards. You know what is the meaning of coward, no? Running away from the battlefield is a coward. Getting scared and running, not facing the problem, that is a coward. So then the demons were running away in spite of Dhritarashtra telling everything, because they were scared, because the demigods are more powerful now, they will kill us. So they all were running. Then, and the demigods, what they did, because the demons were running, they were running behind them to kill them. So then Dhritarashtra even shouted at the demigods. He said, what cowardly act you are doing? Why are you acting like cowards? You are defeating the people who are fleeing from the battlefield. This is not this thing. He didn't appreciate their valor. Isn't it? If you are a Kshatriya, you should fight with a person who is powerful and who is standing in front of you with the weapons, not with a person who is running away and killing them. Oh, I am a Kshatriya. That is not the way you are powerful. Then Dhritarashtra told the demigods like that, if you want to fight, you all fight with me. I am standing here. Fight with me. So then all the demigods, now Dhritarashtra was alone and all the demigods along with Indra. Dhritarashtra was standing alone. So the demigods, they started showering arrows on Dhritarashtra. And Dhritarashtra, what he did? He started swallowing all the arrows. All the arrows went in his mouth. Everything was going in his mouth. And not only that, he started roaring. He started roaring so loudly. Because he roared so loudly, what happened? The demons, the demigods, now the demons are not there. Everyone has left the battlefield. Only demigods are there. Because he roared so loudly, all the demigods, they felt unconscious. And once the demigods fell unconscious, Dhritarashtra started stamping them and trampling them. This way he was destroying the demigods. Immediately Indra, what did he do? He took his club. He took his very mighty club, Gada, and he threw it at Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra caught the club. Okay? He caught it very fast, effortlessly. He just caught it. And what did he do? He hit at Airavata. What is Airavata? Indra's elephant. So Indra was sitting on Airavata, and this Dhritarashtra, he hit the Airavata. And what happened? Airavata started coughing blood. And Airavata's eyes were rotating. And not only that, he landed 14 yards behind. 14 yards behind, along with Indra, Airavata also, they both fell down. So this way, Indra was defeated. So he got up and he stood over there. At that time, Dhritarashtra, he told to Indra, that why are you afraid? You have the thunderbolt with you. Now listen to the dialogue. You want to, should I continue the story?
Yes.
Are you following what I am saying?
Yes.
So Dhritarashtra told to Indra that why are you afraid? You have this thunderbolt in your hands, and the thunderbolt, it is made out of the bones of Dadichi Muni, and it is ordained by the Lord. The Lord has told you to make this thunderbolt to kill me. So use that thunderbolt. Why are you afraid? And not only that, Dhritarashtra started preaching him, you are a coward. You do not respect your Guru Brihaspati. You killed my brother Vishwarupa. Are you understanding how Vishwarupa is the brother of...
Yes.
Are you able to understand?
Yeah.
Who was his father?
Twasta.
Twasta created Vritrasura. Vritrasura is the brother of Vishwarupa. So he said, you killed my brother who was innocent. You didn't respect. He was your spiritual master. He was your guru. And you killed him without any respect. How? What a coward act you have done. So then he told all these things. And then he told something very nice. He said, do not be afraid, Indra. I am not attached to anything of this world. And you did all these things only because you were attached to your prestige. Because you wanted your abode back. That is why you did all these acts. No one does like that. And then he said, he explained, I have seen the higher planets, the lower planets. I have no concern of all these things. All these things are temporary, Indra. And he said, in fact, the more you go for opulences, the more you say, I want money, I want money, I want money, you go into more anxiety. Isn't it? If you have more money, you have tension. Oh, in which bank I should put? In what shares market I should invest? Isn't it? So if you go on for opulences, what happens? You have more tension. You have more anxiety, like Indra. And then what did he say? In fact, he said you should not have anxiety. You should be detached from all these things. You should not have attachment for all these things. And then he said, kill me. Let me go to God. So he said that you are attached. I am not attached. Please kill me. Let me go to the spiritual world. Let me go to Krishna. And let me take the dust of the lotus feet of great rishis like Narada. So this is what Vritrasura said. Can you see the consciousness of Vritrasura? What, are you able to follow what I am saying? Are you seeing the consciousness of Vritrasura? And then he started praying. So I want you to repeat after me the prayers of Vritrasura. 1 minute. O my Lord,
O my Lord,
O Supreme Personality of Godhead,
O Supreme Personality of Godhead,
will I again be able to be a servant of your eternal servants who finds shelter only at your lotus feet. All of your hands should be like this. These are very glorious prayers. Sit straight. O Lord of my life,
O Lord of my life,
May I again become their servant,
so that
my mind
may always
think of your
transcendental
attributes.
My words
always glorify
those attributes
and my body
always engage
in the loving service
of your lordship.
And then he prayed one more thing. O my Lord,
O my Lord,
source of all opportunities,
I do not desire
to enjoy
in Dhruva Loka,
the heavenly planets,
or the planet
where Lord Brahma resides,
nor do I want
the supreme ruler
of all the earthly planets
or the lower planetary systems
I do not desire
to be master
of the powers
of mystic yoga
nor do I want
liberation
if I have
to give up
your lotus feet.
So like this, Vritrasura started making very glorious prayers to Krishna. So when he did these prayers, and then he told to Indra that these were his prayers, that let me become servant of the Lord, so that I can always remember you and thus achieve your eternal abode by remembering you at the time of death, and told to Indra that you have the thunderbolt, you use it. And it is my duty to fight with you. So even it is your duty to fight with me. So let us fight. And he told Indra that you can use your thunderbolt. So what did Indra do? He used his thunderbolt and he killed, he cut the left arm of Dhritarasura. Are you able to follow? He cut the left arm of Dhritarasura. Then what did he cut one of the arms of Dhritarasura? What did Dhritarasura do? He never gave up. With his other arm, he took a club, and with that club, he hit at Indra. And what happened now? Indra was again defeated, and Indra fell down. And not only that, his thunderbolt that also fell down. So what happened? Indra was again defeated. Are you following what I'm saying? Are you understanding or no? So Indra again, his thunderbolt fell down. Then after that, what happened? He got up and he stood. He was thinking, what should I do? At that time, you know what Dhritarasura said? He said, why are you standing like this? Again, why are you such a coward? Do you not know that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has made that weapon to kill me? And then he said, why you have such a little faith? Why are you afraid? What Dhritarasura is saying, you will be only afraid when you are not doing service for pleasing Krishna. When you do it for your selfish purposes, that time you have anxiety. But when you do it for pleasing the senses of Krishna, that time you don't have. And then he said, Krishna has already decided to kill me. Please come and kill me. Let me go to Krishna. This is what Dhritarasura said. So then Indra, what did he do? And he said, pick up that thunderbolt. And actually, one more point, I'll just go a little back. The previous attack, when Dhritarasura, he caught the mighty club of Indra. You know, Indra was defeated, he fell down with Airavata. At that time, again Dhritarasura could have used that mighty club and killed Indra also, isn't it? But he never did that. Although he was an Asura, he did not again hit Indra. So then what happened? This time Indra, what did he do? Because Dhritarasura preached so nicely to Indra, so, and he said, it's my duty to kill, to fight with you, I will fight with you, it's your duty, Krishna has, it is Krishna's plan that I should be killed by you, so please do it, do your duty, fight for Krishna. So this way he told to Indra. And what did Indra do? Indra, he started realizing the greatness of Dhritarasura. And he removed the thunderbolt. And what did he do? He cut the other arm of Dhritarasura. And when he cut the other arm of Dhritarasura, now Dhritarasura's both arms were cut. And he was like a mountain without flying wings. Initially, in previous days, the mountains had wings. They could fly. I've told you in Ramayana, if you remember. The mountains could fly. Like that, it was appearing as though it was a mountain without his wings. And then what did Indra do? He cut off both the arms. You know now what Dhritarasura did? He opened his mouth very wide. He opened his mouth and he swallowed Indra along with Airavata. Along with Airavata and Indra, they went into the belly of Dhritarasura. And Dhritarasura, what did he did? He just lied down. Completely he lied down. And what happened? Are you following what I'm saying? Dhritarasura, he lied down on the ground with Indra and Airavata in his belly. And then what he did? He completely closed his eyes and he went into Samadhi. He thought, my job is over now. I have defeated Indra. I have, now let me completely concentrate on Krishna. So Dhritarasura, what he did, he completely lied in the down and then he went into Samadhi and he was totally thinking of Krishna. And that time, what did Indra do? Nothing happened to Indra. Why? Narayana Kavach. Very good. Because of Narayana Kavach, nothing happened to Indra. So what did Indra do? He had the thunderbolt also in his hand. He cut open the belly of Dhritarasura. And Indra along with Airavata, he came out. He came out, and what did Indra do when he came out? All the demigods said that it is not enough that you just cut open the belly of Rudrasura. Please cut his head out of his body. Then he will be killed totally. But Rudrasura was in total samadhi. He was totally concentrating on the lotus feet of Krishna. He was only thinking of Krishna, nothing other than that. And now Indra, what he did? He took that thunderbolt and he started cutting the neck of Rudrasura.
Like this?
Yes, he started cutting, yes. He started cutting, and you know what? It took 360 days to cut the head of Rudrasura. Because he was totally absorbed in Krishna. He didn't have anything other than Krishna. That is why it took 360, Srimad Bhagavatam says that, 360 days to cut the head of Rudrasura. And then Indra, what did everyone see? The beautiful glowing soul of Rudrasura. It was shining. It came out of his body and it went back to the spiritual world, back to Krishna. So this way his soul went back to Krishna. And Indra, in spite of killing Rudrasura, he was feeling very bad. He didn't feel happy, oh, I have killed Rudrasura. When you kill a demon, you feel so happy, isn't it? When he killed Rudrasura, he was not happy. Because he realized about him. Because even Indra was a devotee. So he realized Rudrasura's qualities. What qualities he had. In fact, there is a full chapter in Srimad Bhagavatam, Transcendental Glories of Rudrasura. Full chapter is there about his glories, about the qualities of Rudrasura. So then Indra, he was in so much mess. First, what he didn't do? What was his guru? First, he did not respect his guru Brahaspati. Then second, Vishwarupa. And now what he did? Killed Rudrasura, who was a Brahmana. So then he has done so much sinful sins, no? So what happened? The personification of sinful reactions. See, if you do something wrong, immediately you do a sin. So you have to take the punishment for that. So what happened? The personification of the sinful reactions came in a form of a woman, Shudra woman called Chandala. And that woman started following Indra. She was looking so ugly. It was as though she was affected by tuberculosis. You know the diseases that tuberculosis? So she was coming behind Indra. Indra was running and she was coming behind Indra because of that sinful reactions. She was coming behind Indra. So finally Indra, what he did? He went to a lake called Manasa Sarovar Lake. Over there, he went and hid inside the fibers of the stem of a lotus flower. Are you following what I'm saying? He went inside the stem of a lotus flower and he stayed for 1000 years in that flower. Because he had done all these sins. 1000 years he never got his offerings. Because everyone offers oblations for Indra, no? But he didn't get that for those 1000 years. And then after 1000 years, then again after he had covered all his sinful reactions, and then he went back to his abode. Before that he performed Ashwamedha Yajna, pleased the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then he got back to his abode. But what do you think? Who is the winner? Is Rudrasura, who was killed, who went to Krishna, is the winner? Or Indra, who got the abode of Indra with all his servants serving him? Who was victorious? Yes. Shri Rudrasura ki
jai.
Okay. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.